It was fun. Had it going there for a while. Had a putt to go to 6 under for the day at number 13. Didn't make that, and then ended up doubling 14 and kind of was trying to hang on from there on in. It was it's a tougher course today. They got some challenges out there finishing up. It's a little breezier. Pins are in tough spots. If you're going to be aggressive, you got to be willing to accept getting in a bad spot if you can't pull the shot off. So it's a challenge.
What were your emotions out there today?
Oh, it was good. A lot of well-wishers out there for me, a lot of support throughout the whole week. The ovation I got on 18 there was pretty special, and it was a great week. I'm glad I was around for the weekend to play, and my game is really close to being, right where it's been. It's just doing those little things and, not scoring the way I used to score, really, but it was fun to play and fun to get all the support that I got here this week. No, I was thinking if I could get a couple more after that, get it to 8 or 9 for the tournament. I thought would have been a really good score today, and it was close. It really was. It was really close to being something special. So I take a lot away from that, and it was a fun week. Pretty much what I've been doing every day, I've been driving it fairly well and getting it in play and hitting some really good iron shots. Today I took advantage of some of the better iron shots. I hit a couple stiff where there were gimmies. But I thought I swung my club really nicely this week, and was aggressive and didn't back down, and I putted the ball a little bit better than I had been this year. Still not really what I expect out of myself, but it was a little bit better in that regards, and so I was happy the way I played. When will I play next? Good question. No plans. Probably Shark Shootout in December. Yeah. I'm looking. This was a good year to get under my belt, just to check out this back situation and see what I could do and what I couldn't do. I never really pressed it this year. I only played 2 tournaments back to back one time. So I think everything went well. I felt stronger. I have a lot more pop on some of my shots. I'm hitting my driver, I think, probably just as long as I have been the last 4 or 5 years. So I feel stronger. So I feel like I passed the test this year as far as getting back, from that surgery in December. And I kind of want to start the year off a little earlier than I did this year, and maybe play Hawaii, maybe Bob Hope. I don't know. We're looking, my kids, my wife, they're all looking to get out of Wisconsin in January. So it might be a good trip to make early on. Probably not. Probably not.
Do you still feel like you've got one more feature left in you here in Wisconsin, the opening 2 years?
Well, I'll surely try to qualify for it. I know that. I tried to qualify for the U.S. Open this year. That'll be one tournament that I continue to try to get in. And yeah, that'd be nice to play at Erin Hills and in a couple years. Look at the people out here this week. It's unbelievable the amount of support that they give to this tournament. I see this PGA coming back here and the USO. I don't know about a U.S. Open, but I see a PGA of some sort coming back here on a regular basis. I really do. We got the Ryder Cup in 2020, and I could see another PGA coming here between 2022 and 2025, probably somewhere in there, I would imagine. Just the amount of support that this community gives and the state of Wisconsin, Illinois people I know are up here. You know, I think you can't go wrong. PGA's got to love it, you know, and they can fit a ton of people in this facility here. And the guys seem to like the course. It's a tough challenge, pretty penal at times, but if you play well, you can score well. Yeah, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, the amount of support, I don't know how many times I can say it, but the amount of support I got here this week was unbelievable. And, you know, it's their way of showing their appreciation and my way of showing appreciation back to them, you know, for the amount of support that they give me just by playing and trying to play well. So it's a great state. They get behind their golf here like they have again this week and like they did the previous two times here. And but it'll be back, I'm sure.
What's different walking away from the season as it was to your approach to walking into it?
You know, with a lot more optimism. You know, I feel like things are really progressing. I think I've hit the ball more solidly this year than I have other years. Scoring was a challenge this year. Putting was a challenge. But the way I'm swinging at it, the way I'm aggressive swinging at it, you know, I really feel good about what's hopefully going to happen next year and hopefully play a little bit more and get into a little bit of a rhythm more so than what I had this year. Yeah, a lot different. You know, yesterday we played with very little wind, if no wind at all. So, you know, obviously we got a probably 10 to 15 mile an hour wind, and it's a bit challenging. And the pins are challenging today too. Kerry Hegg put them in some spots where if you're going to be aggressive, you could pay the price. So it's a bit more of a challenge. And you're going to still see some good scores, I think, out there. Guys will get off to good starts, and there's a few holes around the turn, you know, at 10 and 11 and 13 that, you know, can be had, 14. But then, you know, you got a couple of stiff finishing holes in 17 and 18. So it'll be a great finish, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, I mean, it hurts when you don't play in some of those events, for sure. You know, when you're watching Bridgestone a couple weeks ago, and that's one of my favorite tournaments throughout the year. You know, some of the other majors that you play on a regular basis, and all of a sudden you're not in. But it also, you know, I chose this path, you know, and I knew this was going to probably happen at some point in time, you know, that, you know, you slowly fade away out of that category and that exemption area. So I'm still committed to what I'm doing, you know, and that's playing a limited schedule, and I'm still enjoying that very much. But I also know I got a lot of good competitive golf in me yet, and still look forward to trying to compete and to win again. I mean, that's my ultimate goal again, is to get back in that winner's circle. And I got to shore up a couple things, and that's definitely on the putting side, which, you know, that's been the strength of my game over the years, and this year it was kind of an issue, a crutch. You know, it wasn't that good. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question. I had a female reporter ask me that yesterday, and I don't know. I mean, I would love to. Obviously, I'm not going to give up trying. I'm going to continue to try to get in these majors, but. You know, I don't know. It could be my last, but I'm not going to, you know, like I say, I'm going to still continue to try to get in them.
What did you think about the fourth tee that led up
to you? You know, it wasn't that bad a shot. I hit it in the fairway. I hit my drive in the fairway, and I missed, I couldn't see the flag, so I had to line it up with some grass on top of the hill, and either I picked the wrong grass or I missed my spot, I thought, from the grass by about a step to the right, and I got up there and I was in the bunker. In a buried lie, and it didn't land in the bunker. It must have rolled in there and then just settled down, had no stance, and got it out there on the face, but my ball's sitting up, you know, that high in the grass, and ended up missing the putt for bogey. But it's penal around here. You know, you miss it. I just missed it by a little there, and I ended up making double bogey when I felt like I really didn't have a bad shot there. So that's the tough part to swallow around here, because you can miss it wide sometimes and be better off than a guy who just misses it slightly around the green, and that's tough to swallow sometimes. Yeah, I putted better this week than I have all year. Definitely some better signs. And I'll stick with it, I think, for a little while. It felt good in my hands. I thought I rolled it really well the first couple days. Yesterday wasn't as good. Today was a little bit better again. So it was, there was definite better signs to with that than my gamer. Yeah, you know, walking up there, that was pretty special when I was getting that standing ovation there, and I took a moment there, for sure. Like I say, I don't get that too often, and that was special for me, and so I really appreciate the support I get, you know, here and around the country. You know, I hear Wisconsin fans wherever I go, so that's a cool feeling to have, and like I said, this was a special feeling, you know, walking up on 18 today. Yeah.
How do you see the younger guys that are coming up now? Where do you see the game of golf with some of these people starting to make a splash on the big stage?
Yeah, it's impressive. It really is. It's and you can feel it changing, you know. I mean, Tiger, Phil, you know, they're kind of sliding away, it seems like, at times. I know they got good golf yet in them, but, you know, consistently it's these young guys that bomb it that are consistently up there. And this is a bomber's course. I mean, 18 was a prime example. You know, they didn't give us a break on that tee box one day this week, and played into the wind a couple times. And, you know, to have length on your side is a huge advantage, and youth. So it's, the game's in great hands. You know, you got Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, you know, Martin Keimer, all these young guys. They're just fearless, too, it seems like. I played with Tony Finau a couple weeks ago in Canada. Bombs it, another good young player. You know, so it's got a lot of good players, and they're stepping up to the plate at the big tournaments, and that's what's cool to see. I tried to hit a 3-iron and just, you know, it was kind of in between 3-iron and a utility club, and I tried to burn a 3-iron in there and turn it, and I hit it on my line. I just didn't turn it. I thought if I could get it on the front of the green and kind of chase it back into the middle of the green, that's all I was trying to do, and just didn't turn it. Oh, I'm sure our kids will keep us occupied with other than golf things. But we got a lot going. You know, kids are getting back in school. My daughter's playing high school tennis. She played a match already on Saturday. So it's about getting back into the family things, and hunting is around the corner for me, which is always a fun time of the year. But yeah, we had a great time. Nikki and I, you know, she sat out there. She's like, I wish I could caddy for you all the time. So that's pretty cool.